listening to the Two of Me podcast. Join me, Eva Lewis, a wife, mother, business owner, blogger, and woman with bipolar disorder and generalized anxiety disorder, as I discuss the highs and lows of juggling life with a mental illness. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Two of Me podcast. It's Eva here, and I want to thank you for being so patient in waiting for me to get another episode up. And today is my 39th birthday, so I thought, what the heck? Let's just go and record another one or two so I can get some more going up on the podcast site. So thank you for hanging around. I've got so much more content and information and stories I want to share with you. It's just a matter of getting the time to record it and then to edit it and put it out there. So there's a lot of work involved in that, and I just simply haven't had the time or sometimes the energy to do it. But here I am. And today I'm going to talk about bipolar disorder and friendships and give some tips on how you can make them work. So I think the most important thing is just not to be so hard on yourself if they're not working. It's not a situation. It's just the fact that you don't have to make all friendships work. Even if you don't have bipolar disorder, not all friendships work and they don't have to work. So as you would understand, living with bipolar, it's a roller coaster ride. So you've got the manic highs, you've got the depressing lows, and that tends to seep into every aspect of life. So I know from my experience, bipolar disorder and friendships, it's been a real tough balance. I often wonder if people go running out the door when I open up about having bipolar. It's sort of like being on a first date. Like, what do you tell them and what do you hold back? So that's really hard. And it's hard going on about the challenges I face, which is my life. But, you know, I sometimes think, is that a little bit too much for other people? So I do worry about opening up because I don't want to seem like a huge burden on the friendship. And you know, there's like a survey, there was a survey that I read, and the responses in the survey said that people with bipolar are selfish and use their illness as an excuse to be ignorant to the world around us, or that we are self-centered, inverted commas, self-centered, and create a fantasy drama world in our heads, and we're just impossible to deal with. So, I mean, feedback like this, it's no doubt, you know, people with bipolar have difficulty with friendships and opening up and things like that. So, you know, it's like you're damned if you don't, you're damned if you do, okay, if you open up or if you don't open up. So often I choose to avoid social occasions because for me, it's simply easier to stay at home when I'm in my depressive cycle, for example. And for me, sometimes having fewer friends is just easier. It's easier for me to manage, and there's, you know, less people to keep in touch with, less people to worry about. It's just easier. And does that sound familiar to you if you have bipolar? If it does, just saying you are not alone. And I just want to share some important things for you to consider, things that I've learned over the time, you know, after going through grief of losing friendships and being ghosted and things like that. So it's normal to find it hard. Don't think you're the only one. It is normal to find it hard. You have to learn not to be too hard on yourself if you find that maintaining friendships is a struggle. We swing between two poles of extreme, yet have the opposite emotions. And that's exhausting in itself. So, you know, trying to balance that with someone else and try to have them understand where, you know, a lot of the time people with bipolar, I don't think they will ever understand, okay, as much as we try to inform and teach and things like that. So bipolar friendships can be challenging to maintain for several reasons. So those reasons are, you're unable to talk to people. So there are sometimes where you don't feel like talking with anyone because you just feel so emotionally low. And the energy it takes for you actually to talk to someone and to think about what to talk about and to maintain that conversation, it's so draining. And unfortunately, some people don't understand how bipolar disorder works. And then it turns into them assuming that you're rude, that you're angry, that you don't like them, for example, and then they withdraw. So it's really, really difficult to deal with in that sense. And then there's a problem where people, some people, not all people, but people get scared. So when you become so depressed and you tell people around you that you're really depressed and down, people around you can become scared of what you might say or do. There was a survey that found that some people are actually quite wary of being around those people with bipolar disorder because they didn't know what to say or do when the person with bipolar was at a low point. And this is what made people shy away from bipolar friendships. I can see that. I can understand that. It's disappointing, and I guess that's what we're trying to, you know, mental health advocates like myself are trying to build that knowledge within people that don't have a mental illness. But the fact is, it's still there, and it's what we have to deal with in friendships. And other people can also find people with bipolar impossible. So this all boils down to ignorance and misconceptions surrounding bipolar disorder, which has absolutely nothing to do with you as an individual with bipolar disorder. But it can be difficult to sort of switch your mindset and to think otherwise. So losing a friendship because of these can trigger a sense of grief and sadness. And I have experienced that with a friendship where I was ghosted, and it was amazing. It was an amazing friendship. And then all of a sudden it just crumbled. I was ghosted for absolutely no reason that I could see or understand. And I did. I went through a sense of grief, like I had someone died. And it went on for quite a long time, grief and sadness. And so unfortunately that is one of the things that can happen. You know, I have a sneaking suspicion that maybe, you know, my situation with bipolar and what I went through was just a little bit too much, and fair enough if that's the case. But it would be nice for people to understand that and sort of, you know, break up from a friendship in a better way, I guess. So although the stigma surrounding bipolar disorder has eased, it's definitely still there. And when people with bipolar show symptoms, as I've just spoken about, people can be really quick to pass them off as a personality trait instead, especially if they don't know you have bipolar. Even if they do know you have bipolar, just there are a lot of people that don't understand the disorder enough to sort of separate what is the disorder versus what is, you know, a personality trait. So people can't see bipolar. So it can often also be out of sight and out of mind. But thankfully, there are some ways that you can manage friendships with this all going on. So strong bipolar disorder and friendships start by giving your friends a head start about your illness and sharing with them the symptoms that you face. They might not be aware of these things, so it's ideal for helping them understand. And that way they'll know what to expect when you have a symptomatic episode. So being really open and frank about it is a really good thing for you. And it's also a good idea to let them know what type of behaviors or conversations actually trigger your episodes. So I know for me that if I had someone stressing about something to me over and over, that can actually trigger me. It can trigger me from feeling quite normal to trigger me to feeling quite depressed. So you can make it fun by talking about it over lunch, okay, and talking about these behaviors and conversations that trigger you. But if you notice that your friends don't really stop engaging in the things that trigger you, that they keep doing it, it's probably best to let them go, because, you know, the last thing you want is a bunch of toxic people around you that are constantly triggering you, because you put so much energy and effort into getting to that normal point where you're feeling okay, and you just can't have the people closest to you triggering you out of that. So it might be challenging, but you should be more receptive when your friends show concern about your well-being. Most often they ask because they care, and it's not because they want to be judgmental. When they raise a problem, especially during your manic episodes, try to consider it before quickly shrugging it off. And I know that I am guilty of sort of responding a bit too quickly and brashly. But just, you know, when they say something, stop and think about it, let it absorb, and then, you know, determine how you're going to respond. They might actually be seeing things that you can't during your episodes. I know that that happens a lot with my husband, for example. He sees things that I don't. And, you know, your friends want to prevent you from harming yourself. If they're friends, that is certainly what they want to do. So if you are someone that does not have bipolar, but you have a bipolar friend, here's some things that you can do. Bipolar friendship problems are real, and it is understandable that you, as the friend of someone with bipolar, you can quickly get exhausted if you don't know how to manage them. But before you run out the door, remember that it's not their fault that they behave the way they do, and they can actually live everyday lives when their symptoms are properly managed. So that can happen. Now that you know all hope isn't lost, here are some tips for maintaining your relationship with your bipolar friend. So firstly, let's talk about educating yourself. Reach out to your friends that have bipolar and ask them what their condition is all about and how they experience it. Now, different people with bipolar disorder, each person is different and what they experience. But thankfully, you can access tons of info on the internet to help you understand what they go through. And hopefully, that will ignite the flames of empathy in you. The next thing you can do is offer reassurance. So show your friends that you value them and that you're rooting hard for them. Always tell them how courageous they are and how much you love them. And this will really help solidify your friendship and make them feel appreciated. Definitely show them loads of support. Make an effort to know them beyond the usual and understand their triggers and avoid those triggers. When they feel like being alone, just accept that and let them be alone and offer your support in other ways. You could also try getting them to do new fun things to get them out of their depressive episodes, and certainly be on guard during their manic episodes, really observing and making sure they don't take part in any risky behavior. The next thing you can do to help them is by practicing self-care. Not for them, for you. It's always a good idea to, you know, not lose yourself in the process of being the best person to your bipolar friends. You've got to look after yourself. Take time to unwind and release stress, because you want to always be there for your bipolar friends. Although there are times when I prefer to hide out at home in my comfort zone, and times where I definitely withhold the real me, I still value friendships. I really do. As someone with bipolar disorder, friendships, particularly friendships with the right people, are essential to managing my bipolar, because it's where I can truly be myself. These friendships, they give me the chance to escape the constant and often conflicting chatter in my mind. It's where I'm present and I enjoy the company. So I don't have lots of friends. I have a few good ones, and that's enough for me. So I hope you found that helpful. So both people with bipolar and without bipolar, it's a little bit of an insight into bipolar disorder and friendships. And if you are someone that has had a bit of a tough time with bipolar disorder and your friendships, I'd love to hear from you. Certainly visit my website, themultitaskingwoman.com, and drop an email or hop on to my Facebook or Instagram. But until next time, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Two of Me podcast. Thank you. Bye. Thanks for listening to the Two of Me podcast. I look forward to having you back listening to the next weekly episode. But for more content on mindset, mental health and well-being, check out my website, themultitaskingwoman.com.